today we are observing the very holy occasion of the disappearance of Srila Thakur Haridas. I would like to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, translations and purports by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Namami Haridasam Tham Chaitanyam Tham Chatat Prabhum Samstitam Apiyan Murtim Svanke Kritva Nanar Prabhupada. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Doya Mai, Jaya Doita Priya Nityananda Priya Jai. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is very merciful and who is very dear to Advaita Acharya and Lord Nityananda. Jaya Srinivasa Svara Haridasanat, Jaya Gadadhar Priya Swarup Pranat. All glories to the master of Srinivas Thakur. All glories to the master of Haridas Thakur. All glories to the dear master of Gadadhar Pandit. All glories to the master of the life of Swarup Damodar. Jaya Kashi Priya Jagadanda Praneshwar, Jaya Rupa Sanatana Raghunaiteshwar. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya, who is very dear to Kashi Mishra. He is the Lord of the life of Jagadananda and the Lord of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. Jaya Gaura Deha Krishna Swayam Bhagavan, Kripa Kodi Deha Prabhu Nija Padanam. How glorious to the transcendental form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Lord, kindly give me shelter at your lotus feet by your causeless mercy. Jaya Nityananda Chandra, Jaya Chaitanya Pran, Tomaracharavinda Bhakti Dehadhan. All glories to Lord Nityananda, who is the life and soul of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Lord, kindly give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. Jaya 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 Doita Chandra Chaitanya Raya Arya Swacharani Bhakti Deha Jaya Doita Charya. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is treated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as superior due to his age and respectabilities. Please give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. Jaya Gora Bhakta Gana Gora Yandra Pran Saba Bhakta Mili More Bhakti Dehadhan. All glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the Lord is their life and soul. All of you, kindly bestow devotional service upon me. Jaya Rupa Sanatana Jiva Raghunath Raghunatha Gopal Chaya Moranath. All glories to Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They are my master. I am writing this narration of the pastimes and attributes of the Lord by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. I do not know how to write properly, but I am purifying myself by writing this description. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus resided at Jagannath Puri with his personal devotees and enjoyed the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In the daytime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in dancing and chanting and in seeing the temple of Lord Jagannath. At night, in the company of his most confidential devotees, such as Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami, he tasted the nectar of the transcendental mellows of Lord Sri Krishna's pastimes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very happily passed his days in this way at Neelachala, Jagannath Puri, feeling separation from Krishna. He exhibited many transcendental symptoms all over his body. Day after day, the symptoms increased, and at night they increased even more. All these symptoms, such as transcendental anxiety, agitation, and talking like a madman, were present, just as they are described in the Shastras. Swarup Damodara Goswami and Ramananda Rai, the chief assistants in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, remained with him both day and night. One day, Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur. When Govinda came to Haridas, he saw that Haridas Thakur was lying on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly. "Please rise and take your Mahaprasad," Govinda said. Haridas replied, "Today I shall observe fasting. I have not finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How then can I eat? But you have brought Mahaprasad, and how can I neglect it?" Saying this, he offered prayers to the Mahaprasad, took a little portion and ate it. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Mahaprasad is non-different from Krishna. Therefore, instead of eating Mahaprasad, one should honor it. It is said here, Korila Vandana, he offered prayers. When taking Mahaprasad, one should consider Mahaprasad a favor of Krishna. As stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Krishna bodhodaya moy karibari jiva joy saprasad anadila bhai. Krishna is very kind. In this material world, we are all very attached to tasting various types of food. Therefore, Krishna eats many nice varieties of food and offers the food back to the devotees, so that not only are one's demands for various tastes satisfied, but by eating prasad, he makes advancement in spiritual life. Therefore, we should never consider ordinary food on an equal level with Mahaprasad. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridas's place and inquired from him, "Haridas, are you well?" Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, "My body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, "Can you ascertain what your disease is?" Haridas Thakur replied, "My disease is that I cannot complete my rounds." Purport. If one cannot complete the fixed number of rounds he is assigned, he should be considered to be in a diseased condition of spiritual life. Srila Haridas Thakur is called Namacharya. Of course, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but everyone must chant a prescribed number of rounds. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we have fixed 16 rounds as the minimum so that Westerners will not feel burdened. These 16 rounds must be chanted and chanted loudly, so that one can hear himself and others. "Now that you have become old," the Lord said, "you may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated, and therefore you need not follow the regulative principles very strictly." Purport. Unless one has come to the platform of spontaneous love of God, he must follow the regulative principles. Thakur Haridas was the living example of how to follow the regulative principles. Similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami was also such a living example. In the Sad Goswami Astakam, it is stated, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibi Kalava Sandhikrito. The Goswamis, especially Raghunath Das Goswami, strictly followed all the regulative principles. The first regulative principle is that one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly enough so that he can hear himself, and one must vow to chant a fixed number of rounds. Not only was Raghunath Das Goswami chanting a fixed number of rounds, but he had also taken a vow to bow down many times and offer obeisances to the Lord. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. Purport. Haridas Thakur is known as Namacharya because it is he who preached the glories of chanting Harinam, the holy name of God. By using the words Tomara Avatar, your incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that Haridas Thakur is the incarnation of Lord Brahma. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that advanced devotees help the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his mission, and that such devotees or personal associates incarnate by the will of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord incarnates by his own will, and by his will, competent devotees also incarnate to help him in his mission. Haridas Thakur is thus the incarnation of Lord Brahma, and other devotees are likewise incarnations who help in the prosecution of the Lord's mission. The Lord concluded, Now therefore, please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Haridas Thakur replied, Kindly hear my plea. I was born in an inferior family, and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work, therefore I am the lowest, most condemned of men. I am unseeable and untouchable, but you have accepted me as your servant. This means that you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance as you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy, you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Shraddha Patra that should have been offered to a first-class Brahmin. I ate it, even though I was born in a family of meat-eaters. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his Anubhasya quotes from the Vishnu Smriti in reference to Shraddha Patra. According to this verse, if one is born in a Brahmin family but does not behave according to Brahminical standards, he should not be offered the Shraddha Patra, which is prasad offered to the forefathers. Advaitacharya offered the Shraddha Patra to Haridas Thakur, not to a Brahmin who had been born in a Brahmin family. Although Haridas Thakur was born in a family of meat-eaters, because he was an advanced devotee, he was shown more respect than a first-class Brahmin. Haridas Thakur continued, I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to a close your pastimes within this material world. I wish that you not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. With my tongue I shall chant the holy name Sri Krishna Chaitanya That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant my desire. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make possible this perfection of all my desires. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me aside." Catching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, "My Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy." "My Lord, there are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes." "My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, where is there the loss to the material world?" "My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. I am just an imitation devotee. But nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation." Because he had to perform his noon duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to leave. But it was settled that the following day, after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return to visit Haridas Thakur. After embracing him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left to perform his noon duties and went to the sea to take his bath. The next morning, after visiting the Jagannath temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all his other devotees, came hastily to see Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the other devotees came before Haridas Thakur, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, "My dear Haridas, what is the news?" Haridas Thakur replied, "My Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me." Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began congregational chanting in the courtyard. Vakreshwar Pandit was the chief dancer. Headed by Swarup Damodara Goswami, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas Thakur and began the congregational chanting of the holy name, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." In front of all the great devotees, like Ramananda Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy attributes of Haridas Thakur. As he described the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to possess five mouths. The more he described, the more his great happiness increased. After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him, and then he fixed his eyes like two bumblebees on the lotus face of the Lord. He held the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart, and then took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. He began to chant the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya again and again. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes. While chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his air of life and left
his body.
Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was just like a great mystic yogi, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma. There was a tumultuous noise as they all chanted the holy names Hare and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. The Lord raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it upon his lap. Then he began to dance and dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. Because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, all the devotees were helpless. They were helpless. And in ecstatic love, they also began to dance and chant in the congregation of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for some time. Then Swarup Damodara Goswami informed him of other rituals for the body of Thakur Haridas. The body of Haridas Thakur was then raised onto a carrier that resembled an airship and taken to the sea, accompanied by congregational chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession, and Vakreshwar Pandit, along with the other devotees, chanted and danced behind him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea, and then declared, "From this day on, this sea has become a great pilgrimage site." Everyone drank the water that touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, and then they smeared remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandalwood pulp all over Haridas Thakur's body. After a hole was dug in the sand, the body of Haridas Thakur was placed in it. Remnants from Lord Jagannath, such as silken ropes, sandalwood pulp, food, and cloth, were placed on the body. All around the body, the devotees performed congregational chanting, and Vakreshwar Pandit danced in jubilation. With his transcendental hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand, chanting, Hadivo, Hadivo. They covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform upon the site. The platform was protected all around by fencing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around the platform. And as the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with the vibration. After Sankirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees, swimming and playing in the water in great jubilation. After circumambulating the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Singhadwara gate of the Jagannath temple. The whole city chanted in congregation, and the tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. Approaching the Singhadwara gate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread his cloth and began to beg prasad from all the shopkeepers there. I am begging prasad for the festival honoring the passing of Haridas Thakur, the Lord said. Please give me alms. Hearing this, all the shopkeepers immediately came forward with big baskets of prasad, which they jubilantly delivered to Lord Chaitanya. However, Swarup Damodar stopped them, and the shopkeepers returned to their shops and sat down with their baskets. Swarup Damodar sent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his residence and kept with him four Vaishnavas and four servant carriers. Swarup Damodar said to all the shopkeepers, "Deliver to me 4 palmfuls of prasad from each and every item." In this way, varieties of prasad were collected and then packed up in different loads and carried on the heads of the four servants. Not only did Swarup Damodara Goswami bring prasad, but Vaninath Patanayaka, as well as Kashi Mishra, sent large quantities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in rows and personally began to distribute the prasad, assisted by four other men. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking prasad in small quantities. He therefore put on each plate what at least five men could eat. Swarup Damodara Goswami requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Please sit down and watch. With these men to help, I shall distribute the prasad." The four men, Swarup, Jagadananda, Kashishwar, and Shankara, distributed the prasad continuously. All the devotees who sat down would not accept the prasad as long as the Lord had not eaten. On that day, however, Kashi Mishra had extended an invitation to the Lord. Therefore, Kashi Mishra personally went there and delivered prasad to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great attention and made him eat. With Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and accepted the prasad. He began to eat. So did all the Vaishnavas. Everyone was filled up to the neck because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept telling the distributors, "Give them more, give them more." After all the devotees finished accepting prasad and had washed their hands and mouths, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decorated each of them with a flower garland and sandalwood pulp. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction. "Anyone who has seen the festival of Sri Haridas Thakur passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasad will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent in his desires, he has now broken that association. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this world, it was not within my power to attain him. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away, exactly as Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, as we have heard from Shastra. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, this world is now bereft of its valuable jewel." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, "Say, Jaya Jaya Haridas, 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 Jaya Jaya Haridas. All glories to Haridas Thakur," and chant the holy name of Hari. Saying this, he personally began to dance. Everyone began to chant, "All glories to Haridas Thakur. Jaya Jaya Haridas, Jaya Jaya Haridas, Jaya Jaya Haridas, Jaya Jaya Haridas. All glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord." Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bid farewell to all the devotees. And he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. Thus I have spoken about the victorious passing of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Sri Krishna. Purport. At Purushottam Kshetra, or Jagannath Puri, there is a temple of Totha Gopinath. If one goes from there to the sea, he can discover the tomb of Haridas Thakur still existing. Every year, on the date of Ananta Chaturdasi, there is a festival to commemorate the passing of Haridas Thakur. At the same place, three deities of Nityananda, Krishna Chaitanya, and Advaita Prabhu were established about 100 years ago. The temple was later sold to someone else, and this party is now maintaining the Seva Puja of the temple. Near this temple and the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur constructed a small house called Bhakti Kuti in the Bengali year of 1329. Purushottam Math, a branch of the Gaudiya Math, was established there. In the Bhakti Ratnakara it is stated, Srinivasacharya quickly ran to the seashore. When he saw the tomb of Haridas Thakur, he immediately fell down offering prayers and almost fainted. The devotees present there pacified him with very sweet and affectionate words, and Srinivas again offered his obeisances to the tomb. Hearing of the separation that Srinivas expressed in his lamentation at the tomb of Haridas, makes one's heart melt. From the incident of Haridas Thakur's passing away and the great care Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in commemorating it, one can understand just how affectionate he is to his devotees. Although he is the topmost of all sannyasis, he fully satisfied the desire of Haridas Thakur. At the last stage of Haridas Thakur's life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his company and allowed him to touch him. Thereafter, he took the body of Thakur Haridas on his lap and personally danced with it. Out of his causeless mercy, he personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and personally begged alms from the shopkeepers. Then he conducted a great festival to celebrate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, not only the topmost devotee of the Lord, but also a great and learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he passed away before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. Haridas Thakur is mentioned here as the most learned scholar, Parama Vidvan. Actually, the most important science to know is the science of getting out of the clutches of material existence. Anyone who knows this science must be considered the greatest learned person. Anyone who knows the temporary situation of this material world and is expert in achieving a permanent situation in the spiritual world, who knows that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is beyond the jurisdiction of our experimental knowledge, is understood to be the most learned scholar. Haridas Thakur knew this science perfectly. Therefore, he is described in this connection as Parama Vidvan. He personally preached the importance of the chanting of the Maha Mantra, which is approved by the revealed scriptures. What is that? Huh? There are 9 different processes of devotional service to Krishna, the most important being Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting. Haridas Thakur knew this science very well, and he can therefore be called technically Shastra Sarva Shastraditi. Anyone who has learned the essence of all Vedic scripture is to be known as a first-class educated person with full knowledge of the Shastra. The life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are exactly like an ocean of nectar.
one drop of which can please the mind and ear. Anyone who desires to cross over the ocean of nescience, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Padayara As, Chaitanya Charitamrita Kohe Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antyalila 11th chapter, describing the passing of Haridas Thakur. In this most holy and beautiful pastime, it is revealed to us the sweetness, the intimacy of the ecstatic love that is shared between the Lord and His devotees, and also between the devotees with one another. Haridas Thakur was proclaimed by the Lord Himself to be more dear than His very life and soul. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, a glimpse of why Srila Haridas Thakur was so dear to the Lord has been given. It is explained that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day was feeling great pain within his own heart. And he approached Srila Haridas Thakur, and he began to reveal his own mind. My dear Haridas, he said, seeing the conditioned souls in the clutches of Maya, futilely trying to enjoy their senses, suffering the repetition of birth and death in forgetfulness of their eternal nature, to always be absorbed in the loving reciprocation of bhakti, devotional service to Sri Krishna. How can I bear this sight? Seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, feeling the pain of the conditioned souls, Haridas Thakur pacified him by speaking words of love and wisdom, that, my dear Lord, simply because you have descended into this world and broadcasted the holy name of Krishna, they will all be delivered. Just as when Lord Sri Ramchandra left this material world to enter into his eternal Vaikuntha planet, all the citizens of Vaikuntha also followed behind. In the same way, my Lord, simply because you have blessed this earth with your lotus feet, and because you have propagated the congregational chanting of the holy name of Krishna, the entire universe will be delivered to the spiritual world simply by your desire and your infinite mercy.
Srila Haridas Thakur dedicated his life. In fact, he risked his life. He endured such suffering that it is not possible for any human to live through in order to pacify the pain of compassion in the Lord's heart by broadcasting the glories of the chanting of Krishna's holy name. Srila Haridas Thakur, through his life we find that he had such faith in the name of Krishna that there was no power on all this earth that could dissuade him from his mission. He was tasting such ambrosial nectar as he was chanting the holy names according to his fixed vow of 300,000 names every day, that the most beautiful female prostitute and even Maya personified, who appeared in the form of a young woman, could not even slightly distract his attention from the infinite sweetness of the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. In Haridas Thakur would travel on his feet from town to village, explaining according to the Shastra and according to his own realizations the glories of the holy name of Krishna as the essence and the conclusion of all scriptural knowledge, as the summum bonum of all religion, of all spirituality. He was often criticized. Brahmins, smarter Brahmins, condemned him, saying because he was born in an untouchable family, he had no right to take the sacred name of Krishna. They condemned him publicly as a heretic who was contaminating the Vedic scriptures, contaminating the cult of Sanatan Dharma, and polluting the entire world and society within it. And the people in whose society he was born, the Muslims, the leaders, utterly condemned him for being a traitor to their own religion, for one who is polluting himself, his family, and his society with the names of Hindu gods. He was condemned. But the innocent people, those people who were sincere and honest, however sinful they may have been, they found not only the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, but his eternal love through the grace of Srila Haridas Thakur. He did not care. He did not care for anyone's opinion. He cared for only one thing, truth. This is a Vaishnav. A Vaishnav only has one concern in this world, and that is truth. If the whole universe hates him, if he speaks the truth,
he will be dearmost to Krishna. Haridas Thakur spoke the truth, that simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna and serving the Vaishnavas, you will attain the perfection of life. So fearless he was. So pure in his utter dependence on Krishna, that he accepted the verdict of being condemned and sentenced to death. And as he was being executed, he was praying that his executors may be forgiven by God and granted pure devotional service. The power of his forgiveness was so great that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own Sudarshan Chakra would not leave his finger to punish these demons. The power of the forgiveness of a Vaishnav is more powerful than God himself. And that is why, in this world, for fallen souls and sinful beings who have exploited God's resources for so long, to pray to God for forgiveness, to pray to Krishna to intervene in our life, is a very, very difficult thing. But if we get the mercy of a Vaishnav like Haridas Thakur, if he grants us his forgiveness, then Krishna is helpless but to grant us his causeless mercy. Because Haridas Thakur was willing to risk his very life to stand up for the truth, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered his body with his own. Mahaprabhu took all those beatings and whippings upon himself. Of course, this pastime took place before the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eternally existing in the spiritual world and eternally hearing the prayers of his devotees and protecting them. Later on, after the advent of Mahaprabhu, during the Mahaprakash Leela in the house of Srivas Thakur, Sri Gaurasundar called Srila Haridas and he said, "Do you remember when you were being beaten and whipped by those terrible, terrible brutes who were doing everything within their power to murder you? Do you remember? Do you remember how you were praying to Krishna to forgive them? And you were praying with such honesty that I could not punish them even though I wanted to? Since by your compassion I could not stop them, I covered your body with my own." And then Lord Gauranga opened his chadar, and Haridas Thakur and all the Vaishnavas saw that Mahaprabhu's back was covered with blood and scars and bruises. A ghastly scene. But on the body of Mahaprabhu, it was like beautiful decorations. Decorations which illustrated the Lord's love for his devotee. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he bestowed upon Haridas Thakur the most exalted title of the Nam Acharya. He would chant 300,000 names of Krishna, minimum, every day. And he would not eat or even drink water until he completed his vow.
Just to show how important it is for every aspiring devotee to chant the fixed number of rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra each day. And Srila Prabhupada has explained here that we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur and artificially try to chant 3 lakhs of Harinam. But the spiritual master gives us the recommended process. And in one purport, Srila Prabhupada explains in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that in all of my books, I have given so many instructions. But of all the instructions, the first and foremost is that each initiated devotee must chant at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day. And if he does not, he will fall victim to Maya at any time. To chant our rounds faithfully is to follow in the footsteps of Haridas Thakur. He is the Namacharya. And because of his great sacrifice for other living beings to induce them to chant the holy name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved him more dear than his own life. Srila Prabhupada explains in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that this Krishna consciousness movement is not meant to defeat people with philosophy. He said, the preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement only have one business: to induce people to seriously chant the holy name of Krishna. By our words and by our example. Haridas Thakur, because he dedicated his life to this principle exclusively, in the face of so much opposition, persecution, and suffering, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally lifted his body and danced in ecstatic love. Gauranga Mahaprabhu personally buried his body with the sand coming from his own hands. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with 5 mouths, as if he had 5 mouths, he was glorifying the attributes of Haridas Thakur. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in order to show his love and honor his great devotee, he personally became a beggar to beg alms with his own cloth for the feast of the disappearance of Thakur Haridas. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, with his heart fixed in love, he led all of the devotees in the glorification of Haridas Thakur's holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the most munificent avatar who led everyone in the congregational chanting of the holy name of Krishna. But here, in this most amazing, wonderful story, we find
that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is leading all the masses of devotees in the congregational chanting of the holy name of his devotee. Everyone very loudly, Jaya Jaya Hari Das, 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 Hari Das Thakur Ki. Thank you very much. At the tomb of Haridas Thakur. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on this very day, it is the anniversary day when Gauranga Mahaprabhu was personally feeding each devotee what no less than 5 men could eat on each plate. And the devotees ate prasad, Kaviraj Goswami says, until they were filled up to their necks. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ordering the servers, give them more, give them more. Today is a very, very special holy day for taking prasad amongst the Vaishnavas as much as possible. Following in the footsteps of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, anyone who is free, or anyone who can make themselves free, please come to dance, to chant, chanting, dancing, feasting. Haridas Thakur was the supreme personification of this principle of chanting, dancing, and feasting. So we will celebrate his disappearance by chanting.